Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Today's discussion is going to be all about focus. We're going to just take some time and talk about how to let go of distractions, and then we're going to do a meditation to help us realign ourselves to truly be focused on what matters most in this season of our lives. I'm so excited to have this time today with you. And without further ado, let's start with our healing pledge. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not being critical of myself or living in condemnation, but taking this amazing opportunity to self-reflect for healing and for meditation so I can live an incredible life of freedom. That felt good to say. And I hope that you are saying that with me, because this is the healing room. This is the place where we can do just that. So this year of 2020 has been a quite unique year, to say the least. And if you are listening to this, you are probably someone who's experienced maybe some highs, maybe some lows, maybe some grieving and losses. But have you asked yourself this question? What is my purpose in this season? And if you haven't asked yourself that question, ask it now. What is my purpose in this season? See, being able to answer that question allows you to understand clearly what your focus should be. Now, there is a time for grieving those that have lost their lives. There's a time for grieving. Maybe there's a season or an opportunity, something that meant a lot to you in your life that has completely changed, has completely transformed. Maybe a career, maybe where you live, maybe your home. There's a time for grieving. But there are also things that are distractions. Do you know the difference? Today, we're going to be doing a meditation to help us really realign our total selves to what matters most. Continue to ask yourself this question as we go through today's discussion and meditation. What is my purpose in this season? That is a powerful question. Let me share a quote with you. It's from Mahatma Gandhi, and he says this: "Be the change that you wish to see in the world." Mahatma Gandhi, be the change that you wish to see in the world. Now, this is a powerful quote, and it's very popular because it's highly effective. There's a lot of conversation and dialogue and opinions about what should be right now, what we should be doing, what someone else isn't doing, right? Maybe there's a lot of people in your lives that you want to be doing this or you want to be doing that. Right? Maybe there's some companies or some relationships or some things that you want to control and manipulate a certain way. But what is your purpose in this season? Ask yourself, what is your purpose in this season? See, purpose helps us to get in realignment with what matters most, to have a true and clear focus. And it can be very easy to get sucked up in all the things that are happening around us because they are real, right? Sickness, job loss, death, those things are real. But if you're listening right now in this moment, your life means something. You're here for a reason. You're breathing right now is valuable to yourself and to the community at large. So, with that value that I speak of, ask yourself, go inward, deep down into your conscious an unconscious mind, to that deep inner spirit that you only connect with in those really silent and quiet moments. And ask yourself, what is my purpose in this season? If you were to look at one thing, one area, and you were to focus your energy and your efforts there, that's the place that brings fruit and prosperity in so many areas to yourself and to those around you. What is your purpose in this season? There's a quote by an author, and I believe I'm going to say his name correctly, Paulo Coelho. And he says this: the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. The world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. So as we see the opinions of others, whether on television or social media, whether we see the opinions of others, whether driving by and down the street or turning on the radio in the car, it's important that you realize the example that you set, your actual actions, what it is that you're doing on a daily basis. That is where the change is. And I hope that what you're doing is in alignment with your purpose for this season. As we go into this meditation, I want you to think about all the things that maybe truly have been distractions. Things that just truly have kept you from the best part of yourself, the purposeful part, the part of clarity and truth. And I want you to think about what your life would look like if you acted as if those things didn't exist. Whether that's News Channel 5 or News Channel 12, whether that's Instagram or Facebook, whether that's the woman that you're trying to track down or the man that you're trying to track down, or the friend that you want to like you. Whatever has been a distraction for you in this season, whatever it could be, I want you to take a moment and envision what life would be like if you acted as if that thing or that person or that situation did not even exist. Take a breath with me. Breathe in. Deep breath, breathe out. Take another breath with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. As we go into today's meditation, I want you to just relax into nothing and no one else but yourself and the divine, if you are connected to God. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Deep breath in, deep breath in. Breathe out. Exhale. And think of nothing but going inward. Relax your shoulders. Relax your hands, making sure that you're in a safe place to totally relax. You might be sitting down with your palms turned upward for receiving, or lying down with your palms turned upward for receiving. And go deep within yourself, closing your eyelids slowly, relaxing your shoulders down, releasing any tension from your face. And as your eyes are closed, I want you to look down. Let your eyes turn downward inside your eyelids as you fall deeper into yourself. And there you see a garden full of plants of every color, shape, and size. Going deeper into yourself, you realize that there is a garden inward inside of you. envisioning that now. The colors, the fragrance, the spirit of peace that you find that is deep within you, pointing your eyes downward. You go deeper into yourself. Here, you realize this is the garden that you want to tend. This is the garden that you want to work in. Turning your eyes downward, looking downward, you go deeper into yourself. And I want you to notice the things that are standing, or sitting, or looking. From there's a job there that you've been wanting. You can see it from afar off, maybe. Maybe there's a thought or an anxious feeling. I just want you to notice what distractions are standing on the outskirts of your garden. Take a deep breath with me. Inhale, breathing in, breathing in. Breathing in and breathing out slowly for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go deeper into this garden. As you begin to tend your garden, walking, pulling back any weeds that you see, what is it that is on the outside of your garden that is causing weeds to grow inside your garden? Is there a person? Is there a thing? I want you to take a moment and explore this imagery. Relaxing your shoulders, being completely at ease, walking through this garden as the wind blows just slightly by. You have a spirit of peace, but as you pull up this weed, you notice it's connected to something outside of your garden. Who is it? What is it? Say their name. Say its name out loud. I'm going to give you a moment to just explore this now. So as you start to pull this weed completely up out of the ground, it's going to be very important that you decide to destroy it. You're looking at the root of this weed, and there's many ways you can destroy it. You can set it on fire. You can throw it outside of the gate. You can chop it up and disintegrate it. But it's very important that you choose some way in your imagery, in your mind's dream of how you're going to destroy this weed and completely kill it, destroying its root. And your ability to do that will show if you're truly willing to focus on what's most important, which is your garden. And your garden is your purpose. Take a moment. Grab that match. Go towards that gate. Throw that weed on the other side. Grab a pair of scissors in your mind's dream. Chopping it up into pieces, putting it in a bag, throwing it in the dumpster, knowing it will never see your ground again. And whatever that weed is, whether it's the news, whether it's social media, whatever that weed is, whatever that thing is that has been pestering you, bothering you, robbing you of your time, you have now decided in your unconscious and conscious mind that it is no longer. And to your garden, it no longer exists. As we bring today's meditation to a close, I want to share this quote with you. And as you walk through your garden, still in your mind's dream, hear these words as you find peace within yourself and the beauty that is within you, the potential that is in your garden, the potential that is all around you. Hear these words. This quote is from Psalms 27 and 12. It says this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? As you take a deep inhale, on your exhale, I want you to begin to step out of your mind's dream. Slowly begin to open your eyes once again, taking that beautiful time you had in your garden, keeping that with you, knowing that that is within you, and opening your eyes and noticing the space around you. As I bring today's discussion and meditation to a close, remember Psalms 27 and 12, that you have nothing to fear, and that your purpose can and shall be clear for you, and those distractions shall and can be uprooted from your life. And if you call yourself free and you call yourself focused, then you are, and you have nothing to fear. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. So excited that you stepped into the healing room today. And I very much, very much look forward to seeing you right back here next time in the healing room. I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.